Route 126.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're in Detroit at the Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. There's about 3,000 journalists from around the world here to see all the great happenings and see all the important folks. And when it comes to important folks, this guy certainly fills that bill. He's one of my favorite guests. Anytime he joins us here on the airwaves, it's always a pleasure. I'm a big fan of all of his products and all of his designs, and so happy that now the Chrysler Group has created a new brand. It's my pleasure to welcome Ralph Gilles, who is the president and CEO of the SRTA brand within the Chrysler Group. And, of course, he's also senior vice president of design. Hey there, Ralph. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Nice to talk to you again.
I'm looking at your title, and I'm making sure I'm not messing up because it's getting longer all the time.
Yeah. So that's SRT brand, so it's all multiple SRTs, but yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that move to actually make a new... Tell us a little bit about the decision going up to it.
SRT's been around, obviously, since 2003. You know, we named the 2003 generation Viper SRT, and then we had a litany of products after that. Multiple, you know, remember the Ram, the Crossfire, we had the Charger 300. We almost went a little crazy with SRTs for a bit. But the brand was never formally managed in terms of... The events were a little bit helter-skelter. Actually, I would say the community did a better job managing the SRT brand than we did, meaning the club groups and all that stuff. So Sergio, as he does, he's always thinking, what can he do? What can he do better? And he knows I love motorsports, which I've secretly always been Mr. SRT, I guess, you know. So I guess he tapped me on the shoulder and goes, what about if we run this as a business, actually do it right, you know, manage the brand. So that's exactly what it's all about. It's let's recognize our owners. We created a website immediately called drivesrt.com, which has a lot of followers already. And starting to reach out to our owners and speak to them directly, and that's a big deal because these people, they just don't buy a product, they buy into a lifestyle and a community.
It is so true. I mean, as you and I were talking off air, the owners of SRT products are so passionate.
Yeah.
And when you look at the Viper Club, I mean, talk about a group of guys and girls that absolutely love to drive and love their vehicles.
And you're right. And the club's been around since the early 90s. And that it's just gotten stronger and stronger. And these people have become lifelong friends through their vehicles. And what we're doing now is we're combining kind of the SRT. Like you have neon SRT4 people hanging out with Viper people.
So that's
it's like
great.
The, you know, the other end of the spectrum. And it's fine. They get along. They get it. They're all, you know, have a common passion, as you think.
And certainly you guys continue to hit home runs after home runs as far as I'm concerned. I mean, what a great time to be a car buyer because there are so many wonderful choices out there. And, you know, I just love American-made rear-wheel drive muscle cars. And you guys have a wonderful portfolio. Let's break it down for everybody. We'll start with the Challenger because I just long for this vehicle, Ralph. One of these days I'm going to pull the trigger on it. But for 2012, you guys have made some significant improvements, including a new suspension system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the you know, technology has allowed the cars like the Challenger to be relevant in this day and age. I mean, a lot of people think, what are you doing with a Challenger? But it may look retro on the outside, but on the inside, it's extremely forward-thinking. For example, we have adaptive suspension. We've been working with Bilstein, a great company out of Germany, and we have the literally you push a button and the thing turns into a race car. It stiffens up significantly. The throttle mapping changes. If you have the automatic car, the gear changing changes, the whole car changes moods, and it's fun. It's really fun, and we got that from our owners. It's, a lot of them want that, and some, well, sometimes I'm not in the mood. I just want to have a nice, calm ride. So we finally given that. And also, fuel economy has been a big push. All of our automatic SRT8s have fuel displacement, fuel saver mode. So
which is great. Yeah. I mean, the best of both worlds. I mean, 470 horsepower and middle 20s or so on the highway?
Yeah, low 20s. We can get in low 20s. And if you behave yourself, you can achieve 25 easily at a 65-mile-per-hour cruise.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I mean, and you're not giving up anything performance-wise with that automatic transmission choice as well.
Yeah, 0-60 times are identical.
And certainly you guys continue to turn out some incredible color schemes. I mean, boy, I always look forward to checking out the website. It seems like you're adding one or two special colors each and every year.
Yeah, we have Detonator Yellow and Top Bananas. I want to bring that back. And, we have something called Plum Crazier we're looking at.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We build them in batches. That's one thing that we've learned about SRTs. Keep them exclusive. We don't try to make 500 of this, 1,000 of that, and really be careful with them.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new sound system. I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard just incredible rave reviews about this Harman Kardon system.
They've been great partners. Harman's been silently with us through our Infinity brand for years, for over a decade. And they always come to us with ideas, like, how about this? And typically, you're like, oh, that's a little too much for us. We'll take this version. This time around, we said, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
They came to us with their 32-volt system, which is unique to the industry.
Wow.
And their 19-speaker system, which turns out to be lighter than our 11-speaker system.
No,
they're using a very high-tech magnet that's less heavy, but yet has more throw. So it's efficient, it's lighter, and it sounds incredible. 900 watts never sounded so good.
Oh, that is fantastic. You can't overlook, I mean, the value equation with all of these vehicles. When you stop and think about, you know, that kind of performance, 470 horsepower, and you can get this not only in the Challenger, but also across the board. Let's talk about the Charger. I mean, what a cool car that is. I know it's one of your favorites. Love the interior. Love that Napa leather.
Thank you.
What you've done with that touchscreen. And again, just really cool stuff.
I drive one every day, and I'm that guy. I'm that family guy who's got a compromise to make but doesn't want to compromise.
Yeah, exactly.
I need four doors. I love to go fast. I need a car that has it all. And the Charger really finds that performance lover who's got responsibilities and may have a business and has to take partners out to lunch or whatever. It's that perfect car, and I love it. It goes fast when I want it to. I can use it as a soundstage. I can cruise, and my wife loves. She actually takes the keys all the time. Every morning, it's like a struggle. Honey, can I borrow it? And I'm driving her minivan. She's got my vehicle. It has that ability to be a raging bull when it wants to be and a silent partner when it wants to be, and that's why I don't mind being in the winter. Full of winter, we're driving here in Detroit. It's not a bad winter right now, but it's fine. It can perform in anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, you know, going back to the Challenger, I mean, over the years, I've been fortunate enough to own, you know, Corvettes and Mustangs. And the one thing I really enjoy about the Challenger, it's got a usable trunk, and it's got a real back seat.
Yes, the trunk is actually bigger than all of our other LX-based cars. Go figure. It's bigger than Charger and a 300, and it'll fit easily three golf club bags, if not more. And that's the way people use a car. I would call it the perfect cross-country car, like the Vanishing Point movie.
Exactly.
I would take the Challenger anytime across America, and it's one of my goals soon is to just take a nice 10-day drive, and I love seeing the U.S. national parks.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 300 SRTA. This is kind of the stealth mobile of the bunch, and what a bold look it has.
We call it the Q-ship. And, it, you know, the people that know SRT and people that know performance can pick it off right away. I mean, the spoilers, the way it's hung down, you know, hangs low to the ground. But that is definitely tuned differently. And that's another thing we really strive for 2012 is to give each car its own personality. Suspension tunes a little softer, but it's still tossable. It's almost, I could imagine this car in a star of a movie, a chase movie, you know, where the getaway guy has to drive it. But it's that kind of car, and it drifts like nothing. I love driving because it has this wonderful, we added negative cambers, you know, to the 2012 suspensions.
Yeah.
And it allows you to really rotate the car on the front tire. You can really, it never gives up grip, and the back end slides perfectly. You can adjust your line with the throttle.
Oh, that's cool.
For people that understand, you mentioned rear-wheel drive. That's the benefit of rear-wheel drive. If you really know what you're doing with at the wheel, you can really have a lot of fun, even with a car this size.
Exactly. And as you pointed out earlier, I presently still live in New England, and like Detroit here, we get snow. But, I mean, with proper tires, I mean, you can drive rear-wheel drive with traction control today.
Yeah, people don't know it, but we actually offer two different tires in all season and a dedicated summer tire, which is amazing. And I actually recommend that people get the summer tire, buy yourself a wonderful set of dedicated snows, and you know what? Your tires will last twice as long.
Yeah.
You know, and people, at the end, you're spending the same amount of money, but you have the right tire for each season. Europeans have done it for years. BMW has a great program for its owners. And Mopar is experimenting with what they call store your tires. So at the point of sale, you can buy the winter and the summer tire, and they'll store it for you and change it out.
That's a good idea.
So we're looking at that for SRT customers.
Let's talk about the Jeep SRT8. This is the newest one. Haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, but I understand 0 to 60, this thing is really fast, faster than anybody.
It's, 4.8 seconds, and that's conservative. A lot of magazines are getting much faster than that. It's sold out. It is completely...
No kidding.
I am getting hate mail from customers who want the vehicle. They're like, I'm sorry there. And we're actually, we're backordered. We're struggling to meet demand. We didn't expect the vehicle to be this good. It's the most expensive Jeep we've ever made. It retails anywhere to low 60s, all equipped. And it's still flying off the shelves. And we have people now waiting about 6 months since June for their vehicles.
Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. We'll see you in New York.
We're going to have more Around the Bend. He's Ralph Giels. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and legs with set in the pace?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We got a Corvette trivia question out there, and that is about the return of the Corvette convertible to the lineup. It went away in the 70s, came back in the 80s in C4 configuration. What year was that? The telephone number 800-259-9231. Mike Yeager is with us, chief cheerleader, president of Mid-American Motor Works, and he's telling us all about these two new vehicles added to his collection at the Fun Fest in collaboration with his sons, and really kind of pointing out and showing, you know, educating. That's what we need to do, Mike. I mean, more and more. I mean, Jay Leno is all often quoted as saying anytime he goes to a car show and he can talk to somebody without gray hair, you know, it's a good day for him. We need to get more people educated and turned on and excited about cars and about Corvettes like you and I.
Well, I think the hobby in general is doing a great job of that. I think many, many businesses are aware of it, and you know, certainly Mid-America Motor Works is involved with the National Council of Corvette Clubs on their future Corvette owners, the birth to 18-year-old kids. We have a ride and drive program at Corvette Fun Fest that General Motors comes up and gives the kids new rides in a Corvette. That's kids younger than you and I, by the way. We stand in line and wait. The kids go to the head of the line. And this year we started working with the Boy Scouts of America, having a big camp in on our corporate facilities and kind of shooting to have 500 to 600 kids there next year. And some of the scouts are involved in parking and trash removal, and some of them are earning their merit badges on helping with exhaust installs and other mechanical items. And you know, when young boys see Corvettes, let me tell you, they get excited. With a field of thousands and thousands of Corvettes, there's a lot of excitement in the young guys that are out helping us.
Absolutely, and it's great to get those young people out there looking at the Corvettes and seeing the great lineage of Corvettes, too. I mean, there aren't many automotive icons like the Corvette. When you stop and think about it, this vehicle is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary in production, and that's quite a record, to say the least, Mike.
Well, you know, I think it's the longest continuous sports car. I mean, 60 years, I can't think of anybody that's been doing sports cars longer.
Nope.
Not as continuous. I guess Porsche was in, what, 49? So maybe Porsche's got to speed a little bit. But Corvette stayed true to its initial knitting. And I'm, you know, I'm as fascinated today about the Corvette history and the performance of the car. Each generation of Corvette, the performance gets better and better and better. You know,
absolutely.
You wonder where they can take these cars and still meet cafe standards, but they do a splendid job of doing that.
Can't wait to see the next generation of the Corvette, the C7. There's lots of rumors swirling around about it, but just to keep us all wanting for the latest and greatest for 2012, I know Chevrolet brought out to the Fun Fest the latest, the limited edition Corvette. This is the centennial edition, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet. And a really cool thing that they've done with this vehicle, you can get it base, you can get it convertible, you can get it Grand Sport, you can get it Z06, or you can get it ZR1. So no matter what your price range is, you can have one of these collectibles. I haven't seen them up close yet, Mike. You've been really close to these vehicles. Are they cool? Are they as cool in person as it looks on the computer?
Not at all. They're cooler. You know, you don't get up close to them because they're always moving fast. But you know, we're blessed each year that the transport company that hauls all the new Corvettes for General Motors always brings a full transporter load. And some of our new employees at Mid-America that work there but aren't involved in the hobby say, well, why would people want to see a load of new Corvettes? And I said, well, 12 Corvettes, brand new, in one spot at one time is just a pretty awesome sight. And I said, you just wait till that transporter is parked. and see the people looking and taking pictures. And each year we have converts that go, now I understand. But, you know, in the 18 years we've been doing this, those first cars are now 18 years old. And if you have a picture of an 18-year-old Corvette, 12 of them in one place at one time, brand new, still in the wrapper, that starts becoming pretty historic.
Absolutely. That is more than historic. And certainly, like you say, one of the great things that you do there at the Fun Fest is not only show people the technology of today and look ahead at tomorrow, but also go back and look at the history. And you have so many different seminars. And I think this year you must have set a new record, because I heard that a little bit earlier today that you had a tremendous amount of seminars. How many all told?
Well, we were over 100 seminars in the 4 days, and that covers everything from thinking about buying their first Corvette to maintenance on some pretty rifled down, narrowed down topics on Corvette's performance, restoration, collectability, maintenance, cleanup, just everything and everything in between, the how-tos and what-not-tos.
That's great. And I understand attendance across the board at the seminars was fantastic.
You know, Bob, we were up somewhere in the neighborhood of like 19.7%, but who's counting? We'll just say 20%. Attendance was up. Everything was up. Activity was up. We put in new roads once again this year. So we had more of our 180 acres that were easily accessible on paved surfaces. And we had great fall weather, except for Sunday. We had a lawn sprinkler come through, so to speak. We had a little bit of rain Sunday.
Mm. Well, it's bound to happen, and I'm sure it didn't dampen the atmosphere. And as long as it moved through quickly, that was the bottom line.
Well, it moved through. I won't say it was so quick, but you know what? By Sunday, I think everybody was kind of welcoming a little bit of cool down.
Let's talk a little bit about all the different vintage Corvettes on site there. Was there, you know, I know it's so hard, I'm sure, not only to keep track of the number of Corvettes in attendance, but also the wide varieties. But certainly every generation of the Corvette was represented, and probably every year, huh?
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I see Fun Fest through the eyes of our photographers and videographers as the days and the weeks after Fun Fest happen. You know, I see lots of cars, I walk the grounds, I drive the grounds, but I don't see them all until I look at them through the eyes of our photographers. And traditionally, we will shoot 20 to 22,000 photographs during the weekend of the event. And as those are distilled down, you know, we review them, and I will look at the majority of them. And I see cars, it's like, holy cow, where did that one come from? But you know, each year we have 25 to 35 celebrities each day going out and picking their favorite Corvette.
Oh, wow. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear much more about that. Mike Yeager is with us here on Auto World. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up. I'm Bob Long.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Congratulations to Carl listening in Nevada, who has come up with the correct answer about the Corvette. The return of the Corvette convertible after an absence of a decade. 1986 was the year. Congratulations. And I believe the Corvette went away in 1975. The man who would know the answer is our special guest, our good friend, Mr. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader and president founder of Mid-America Motorworks. Was it 75 or 76 that the Vette convertible went away?
75, and I've only owned three of them over the years. I've only owned two 86 convertibles of the 300-plus Corvettes that I've owned. But, hey, if you have Carl's address, I'll send him one of my Corvette Bibles.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, my friend. I definitely will get that to you in the next day or so. Let's talk a little bit more about this year's Fun Fest, as you were talking about. I can't believe the amount of photography, the amount of photographs that are taken during the Fun Fest, and you go through and you check them all out. Imagine just the portfolio of colors when you stop and think about all the unique colors over the years.
Bob, we have over 3 terabytes of event photography of Corvettes, all indexed with meta tags of year, cars, events, dates, colors, people, pretty extensive library, so we add to it every year.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting when I can put out a request that I need a picture of a yellow 86 convertible, and the response is, well, what year do you want us to have shot that car in? So we have a pretty sophisticated system for retrieving our photos, and I'm blessed with a great photographer that has just a very, very just a great mind for how to store and retrieve photography.
Absolutely. And you're blessed with a great crew out there at Mid-America, and you keep growing bigger and bigger. It's amazing when I look at some of the shots of your facility. How big is your warehouse out there? And, of course, you've got the installation facility and the Mike Yeager Museum. You've got a lot of things going on there.
You know, Bob, we've added in the last year another 20-plus thousand square feet of storage space. We've got to be in the neighborhood of a quarter million square feet of office, warehouse, distribution, museum, installation, just, you know, facilities under roof, so to speak. And that's our corporate campus, where our main office distribution center is 180 acres. So we've just added another 30 acres to that since Corvette Fun Fest, because as you well know, my goal is to get in a drag strip and a road course, and we keep buying more farmland when it becomes available, and someday, I don't know, my grandchildren will certainly think that I was a smart man, but we keep acquiring property to put together this dream of a road course.
That's going to be great. Well, one of these days, it's definitely going to happen. And speaking of one of these days, we're not that far from the big SEMA show out in Las Vegas, and you're doing something really special this year.
Well, every year we have a car in our booth, and it's normally a brand new car. And this year I decided to bring a vintage car out of our collection. And in 1964, there were about 7 '64 Corvette coupes that General Motors Styling Department did all kinds of styling studies and features to. And of the 7, we own 3 of them. And the car that we're taking this year is Bunky Knutson's personal car, which is a Cadillac Fire Mist Blue with white interior. It has power vent windows, spatial exhaust, 2-bar knockoff wheels, blue wall tires. It's got white wall and blue wall tires, but when you're running Chevrolet and you call up Goodyear and you say, I want a set of blue wall tires to match my car, how long did you think in 1964 it took Goodyear to say, would you want those yet today? Or so anyhow, it's a really cool car. It's got a high back bucket seat, spatial custom interior, chrome under the hood, and just all kinds of spatial styling cues to it, and it's going to be in our booth where people can step up. And as you well know, I let car people look at my cars and literally and figuratively touch them. I mean, that's what cars are made for. And, you know, as a collector, I'm probably less concerned that car people are going to hurt my cars. Sometimes people are a little bit prissy with their collector's cars, and I'm mildly particular. But I think car people aren't going to hurt your car, so all the SEMA people are going to see a million-plus-dollar car sitting in our booth up close and personal.
That's going to be great. And I know you've got an upcoming trip. Your Volkswagen business continues to expand, too. And speaking of that, I would imagine the Volkswagen Air-Cooled Fun Fest must be quite an extravaganza as well. And as you noted a little bit earlier to me today, it's not unusual for folks to show up there with not unusual colored vehicles, but unusual colored hair.
Well, I always say at Volkswagen, we have blue hairs to blue hairs. And, you know, it's an extravagant as Corvette, eclectic as Volkswagen, from the owners to the cars to what they do with them. And, you know, one of the things I've learned in life is that car people are car people, regardless of the brand, and they all love a specific brand, a specific model, and certainly we embrace that at the Corvette side as well as the air-cooled Volkswagen side. And as the more I get involved with Volkswagen on the air-cooled side, the more I look at the buses, and the buses are just so cool. as well as the Beatles. And, you know, I guess it is. I like things that move, you know. Something that sits still has no interest to me. Something that moves and is mechanical, that's all right. So that's kind of my car bent. I like things that move, go fast, look good, and other people like.
Well, absolutely. And who could not love a Corvette? I mean, if you, it boggles the mind that, you know, once in a while I'll run into somebody who isn't a fan of the Corvette, but it's only a matter of time before we're going to tip them to the other side, because it's, as far as I'm concerned, the American dream machine. It always will be. And the Corvette Bible that you're giving to our friend in Nevada is such a wonderful piece of work. You gave me a copy down at the Amelia Island Concours, and I have it right here in my home studio office. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Corvette Bible, Mike.
Well, it was a work of love. It started with John Gunnell and I doing a project together. And from that project, Bob, we did the Corvette Bible, and we're now in our second edition. We sold out the first edition in less than a year, and we went back. And the cool thing on the second edition is that we used every piece of photography out of our library, and many, many, many of the shots are our customers' cars that we know. So that was kind of cool. Then it covers the history of Corvette year by year, and then all the variations of each year. Then collectively, I tried sharing with the readers the strong points, the weak points of each specific year through my eyes, as well as saying, if you buy a 68 Corvette with no motor, no transmission, what would you do with it? Not every Corvette has to be restored. Every Corvette has to be back on the road. If you buy a 68 Corvette and you can prove it was an L88, you better believe me, it needs to be restored. But if it's just an old worn-out car, needs a new motor and transmission, they make awful cool street machines. So there's so many things that you can do with the Corvette. But I think the key thing is not seeing that first-time buyer get upside down in the car and spend too much money trying to restore it, because that's very, very costly, and then give up on the project. So I...
Absolutely, Mike. Always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Why don't we make sure and give out that official website for Mid-America Motor Works and that famous telephone number.
Well, phone number is easy. It's 800-500-1500. And website is www.mamotorworks.com.
MAMotorworks.com.
That'll get you to the corporate side.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, any time you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader, founder, president, Mid-America Motor Works, has agreed to hang with us for the rest of the hour, and we thank him so much for that. And Mike, before the hard network break there, you were giving out the website and the telephone that has a very interesting story. The telephone number has a very interesting story about it or surrounding it. Why don't you give out those items one more time?
6:30 dinner.
All right, we're back with Mike Yeager. Mike, before the break there, we kind of ran into a hard network break there, and you were giving out the official website and telephone number for Mid-America, so why don't we reiterate those one more time?
Bob, the website is www.mamotorworks.com, and the phone number, that easy one, only for you and I to remember, is 800-500-1500. 800-500-1500. You can get a free Corvette or a free air-cooled Volkswagen Beetle catalog.
Fantastic. And speaking of the Volkswagen Beetle, I understand in the not-too-distant future you're going to be heading over to Europe. Tell us a little bit about that trip for the Volkswagen side of things.
Well, Bob, at our air-cooled Volkswagen side, we have a new program where we have a value line, a reproduction line, and an OE line. So it could be the same part. It could be a window scraper, and we have the same part and three different price categories, three different qualities, and a little different than our Corvette world. Volkswagen has parts at three. There are Volkswagen parts at three different price levels, and many of our competitors sell one of the three. We sell three of the three and give our customers a chance to pick the one they want. And Laurie, Blake, and I, and Richard Davies from OEV Dub are headed to Europe for 2 weeks, going to visit 24 different suppliers and looking for those original made and NOS Volkswagen parts that we can bring back to America to sell to that very, very unique, specific Volkswagen Beetle and bus lover.
That sounds great. And we never did finish something that we started to talk about, and that's the fact that at every Corvette Fun Fest, you have celebrity judges out there making the rounds. Tell our listeners around North America all about that.
Well, what I started to tell you, Bob, before the commercial break is that you were asked about, did we have one of every generation? The answer is, of course we did. But one of the cars that was selected by a celebrity judge was a 5362 Corvette. And I can't put those together close enough in that they took a first-generation Corvette chassis, and honest to God, they used parts for every year of Corvette from 53 to 62 on this car. And I will reserve my personal judgment about it, but somebody loved it. But it had a 53 front end and a 62 rear end, but it had components. And Corvette people know all the various little components from a 58 hood to the 56, 57 scoops on the... It had some of everything. It sounds gaudy, but the guy did a great job. He said, well, I just had a lot of extra parts, so I put them all together into one car. That was unique. So that car alone embodied every 53 to 62 Corvette. But it's surprising how many of the early Corvettes are driven to Corvette Fun Fest. Not as many as the first gen. I say first gen, the 53 to 55, but you get into the 56, 57, up to the 62, we'll have three, four dozen of them. And that's just an awful lot of those old solid axle Corvettes that are brought in for the weekend. And that's a cool thing because that's what lit up my interest in Corvettes was a 62 Corvette, more the vision of it, the sighting of it, but more specifically a 1960 Corvette. You know, that's the, you know, when a 12-year-old kid sees the American heartbeat, the Corvette, and thinks of freedom, horsepower, chasing women, racing other cars, you got to think about Corvette. And I had that sighting when I was 12 years old, and I've never lost it since.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 if anybody has a question for Mike Yeager, Chief Cheerleader at Mid-American Motor Works. Have you set the date for the Fun Fest 2012?
Bob, those are set somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years out at a time.
I'm not surprised.
Who's being specific here? 2012, September 13th through the 16th, we are going to honor the 50th anniversary of the Corvette Stingray.
Oh, wow.
Think about it, 1963.
Yeah.
It went from Corvette to Corvette Stingray. The split-window coupe was new. I mean, the 63 Corvette, better put, the C5 Corvette, made the big splash just like that 63 Corvette did. But next year, 2012, in September, they introduced the Corvette Stingray 50 years ago. So the whole tribute is going to be around the 63 Corvette. We haven't booked a band yet, but I'd love to have the Beach Boys. I would love to have the Little Deuce Coupe here. All kinds of split windows, and then maybe bring in some competitive cars. Maybe some early Mustangs, the Camaros, and, you know, the Dodge Darts, the Hemi cars, all those early muscle cars that was on the street during that 63, 64, 65 time period. You know, when I think the streets in America were on fire with all the muscle cars, and I'm the one that thinks the King of the Hill in 63 was still Corvette. It was the cool car.
Absolutely. I mean, boy, that car is just a timeless icon, to say the least, the 63 Corvette. And
you know, I'm biased as bias can be. And when I try getting around that bias, I still say that the 63 Corvette in the annals of all automotive history is one of the most iconic cars out there. And even though I'm a convertible fan, the 63 split window coupe just has such notoriety, such recognition. And other than the fact that the car has chrome bumpers, and cars today have been without chrome since the early 70s, that car still looks timely on the street today. It really does. So I think one mark when you look at Ferraris, certain Porsches, and certainly the 63 Stingray, well-designed cars are just timeless. And that car, in my books, absolutely fills the bill.
Any rumors that you've heard that you can tell us about the next generation, the seventh generation? There have been rumors of perhaps a split-window edition or an option. Chevrolet seems to be pretty close-mouthed on this. I know some folks who may be working on a book of the seventh generation Corvette, but they're not telling me anything, Mike, so I have to go to you.
Well, Bob, guess what? You're 0-3 here. You got to go back up to bat because you lost on this one, too. If I knew, I would tell you, and then they would kill me later. But honest to God, I really don't know. I mean, I've heard 7-speed. You know, we've all heard things about perhaps the moniker Stingray will come back. We've heard the split window, and you know, I think the only thing we're going to see is probably a new generation of Corvette engine. Maybe we'll see a longer wheelbase, a little, you know, to change the ride of the car. You know, I'm certain they're going to have to do something in the driveline side that to keep meeting the, I can say it, but GM can't, the stupid cafe standards. I mean, you know, we can cook the books anyway. You can build electric cars so your other cars can get less miles per gallon. But at the end of the day, they're still going to have to do something to up the mileage. And when I think of a Corvette today, I've got a new Grand Sport, an 11 Grand Sport, but if I drove it as a normal person, or I don't know if there is such a thing as normal, but if I drove it at that typical 65 mile an hour, I'd be getting 27 to 28 miles a gallon in a car with hundreds and hundreds of horsepower. It can kick ass on anything in the street and still get that kind of gas mileage. So I'm pretty happy with the mileage of a Corvette, but I know that the OE people keep having to raise that bar.
I know. They're making it difficult, but let's hope and pray that the performance remains and the technology continues to kind of even the gap there between, you know, I agree with you, especially the 2025 standards, I think, are really over the top. But anyway, Mike, always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Look forward to seeing you at SEMA. And everybody, check out the official website for Mid-America, which is, once again, Mike,
MAMotorworks.com, MAMotorworks.com, and 800-500-1500. Bob, I always love your music.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.